We learned the Hashem. So now we're up to Chelek Aleph, Perek Aleph. Okay. Perek Aleph is entitled Malchus, and over here, Rav Pinkus deals with the conjunction of two terms. One term is that Shabbos is called Yom HaShvi'i within the world of Ma'aseh Bereishit. And the second is that we have the concept of Shabbos Malchus, that it's also a queen. And he wants to posit that these two are linked together. That we know that the 7 days of creation are parallel to the seven sphirot, seven emanations with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world with 10 emanations, 10 sphirot. Three of them are considered to be of a different nature, Keter, Chochma, and Bina, or if you're a Lubavitcher, and Chochma, Bina, and Das. But the other seven are the seven that relate to our world, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut. Each of these is parallel to one of the days of creation, and this is the pasuk that we say in the morning: "Lecha Hashem haGedula, vaHaGevura, vaHaTiferes, vaHaNetzach, vaHahod, ki chol vaShamayim uvaAretz, lecha Hashem haMamracha." So again, we have the seven that are listed, and the seventh is Malchus. What exactly is this midah of Malchus? Chesed, we understand, Gvura, Tiferes, there are books that are written. What exactly is the midah of Malchus? So here Rav Pinkus posits the following, that we have within the world two stages. Kach, this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the world. You have the stage of potential, what we'll call koach, and you have the stage of actualizing the potential, what we'll call the poach. Normally, everything works in these two stages. Stage number one is that a person has a certain ratzon, and that brings things to koach, that creates a potential for an act, and then he follows through with his act. He has a ratzon to eat challah, so he goes to Negel Bagel and takes a plate and he eats the challah. So he goes from the koach to the poach, from the potential to the act. Many times, however, things remain on the level of potential because one doesn't have the means to do that. Let's say, for example, that there's an individual who, in terms of his ratzon, is a tremendous, tremendous Baal Chesed, a very, very sensitive individual. He wants to help the entire world. And he's mafrish, is Meiser Ksafim, he's even mafrish to Meiser Ksafim. 20% he's mafrish. And he gives it out within one day. What does he do the rest of the month? He just feels for everyone. I'd love to help you, I just don't have the means. I'd love to help you, I don't have the means. Namely, that everything remains b'koach. He's unable to bring it b'poach. Or, let's say we have a person who has a tremendous midas hagvura. What's midas hagvura? Midas hagvura is a reigning in. So usually, we tend to speak of it in terms of ezehu gibor hakovesh et yitzro. Someone who reigns in himself. Someone who's able to hold in his desires. But it also means that a person who sees in the world that people take advantage of chesed, they take advantage of their individuality, they take advantage of the liberties, and guru would be to rein them in, namely to create a system of justice, to create a system of law and police and order that would rein in people that they wouldn't be able to commit crimes, etc. This person sees a lot of crime being committed, but what can he do? He's not the police commissioner. He can't be a vigilante. In other words, he just feels terrible. Namely, b'koach, potentially, he has a tremendous ratzon to be attacking the world with the midah of gvura, but he doesn't have the means. Let's say that those two people, namely the one who is the potential baal chesed and the one who is the potential baal gvura, all of a sudden are appointed king of their nation. Then what's going to happen is that they're going to move from the koach to the poach. The first thing the Baal Chesed is going to do, open the treasury. I'm in charge of the treasury. That'll give all the aniyim. Let's help everyone. Let's help them help themselves, etc. Or the other one says, I want to be in charge of the police. Set up now a proper court system. Set up a powerful police system so that crime will be reined in and people can live a normal life and live with a sense of security. What happened? What changed? The midah of chesed was there all along. The midah of gvura was there all along. What was missing was the malchus. That's the concept of malchus, namely that a midah creates a potential. Chesed means there's a potential for chesed. Gvura, there's a potential for gvura. When you get to malchus, les le nigar me klal. It's not adding a new midah. It's taking the previous six midahs and bringing them the poel, bringing them into fruition, bringing them into action. That's Yom HaShvi'i. That's what over here is the expression of Shabbos. He brings over here a very, very powerful example from the Gemara in the Gila. We learn in Sefer Malachim that David HaMelech took care of the sheep of Novel HaKarmeli when he was out in the Midbar of En Gedi. When Novel went and he had his shearing festival, David HaMelech sent some of his shepherds to receive portions and to bring back to their friends because they felt a connection with the Simcha. You're able to shear sheep because we watch the sheep. And Novel, as we well know, threw them out of his house. And David HaMelech, when he heard, he was so insulted, and so he decided he's going to kill Novel. And so when Avigail heard, Novel's wife heard what went on, she took a lot of provisions, put them on donkeys, and went riding towards David HaMelech to cut him off before he got to Novel. And when they met, David HaMelech asked her, who are you? He says, you know, I'm the wife of Novel. He says, yeah, I'm about to kill your husband. And she says, why would you kill my husband? She says, because he's a Morid B'Malchus. I'm a Melech. Shmuel anointed me as a Melech al Piratzon Hashem. I'm a Melech. And he insulted me as a Melech. He deserves to die. Morid B'Malchus, the punishment is death. Avigail said, Lo Yatzati V'cha Be'olam. You know you're a Melech. And I know you're a Melech. But the world doesn't know that you're a Melech. Namely, that you are still in potential. You can't speak about Malchus. Malchus is the ability to actualize. You are not yet a Melech. You're a Melech in waiting. You're a Melech in potential. And David HaMelech said, you're right. Right? And he didn't kill Novel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of Novel. And David, of course, then married Avigail. In which that there is no concept of Malchus without something being moved from the Bekoach to the Bepoal. Now, if we think about what we're doing in this world, in other words, the entire world is basically a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all the Hemshech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And our tafkid in the world is to be Megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu within the world. What requires Giwe? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, this is Derech Hashem Aleph, Mesilas Yesharim Aleph, Tanya Aleph. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man because he wants to be meitiv to man. He wants to give man. And he wants to give man Tov HaShalem. But in order to give man Tov HaShalem, man has to earn it. So man's going to earn it by uncovering HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. So the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, are all there in the world in potential. But he left it for us to be Megala, to bring the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. That's our tafkid, to bring the Malchus into the world, to be Megala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself could have been Megala, but his ratzon was that we be Megala. Right? He's holding himself back from being Megala. Namely, the Midos are there, the Gilui of the Midos, that's what's missing. The chesed is there. The malchus of the chesed is that which is missing. That's the pasuk. Kol Hashem, you have hagedula, v'hagevura, v'hatiferes, chesed, gvura, tiferes. All of these midos are there b'shleimut. L'cha Hashem hamamlacha. And however, what's still waiting to come in is the mamlacha, is the practical ramifications of those midos. There's a malchus of chesed, and there's a malchus of gvura, and there's a malchus of Tiferes, right? Avraham Avinu, he was Megala, a lot of the Malchus of Chesed. And Yitzhak was Megala, a lot of the Malchus of Gevura. And Yaakov, the Malchus of Tiferes. namely that this was left for us to continue this purpose. That's what we speak about. Yom HaShvi'i means the Yom of Malchus, the Yom of Malchus. How it'll fit into Shabbos, we'll see. But just before we see that, one realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to uncover that which he had in mind for us to do. And so he built parallelisms into the world. This one, Avraham Avinu, he was able to read the world. He was able to look into the Bira and to see that there's a Baal HaBira. Where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu build into the world this concept of Malchus? So one powerful, powerful example is the moon. We pointed out that Malchus has no midah of its own. What Malchus does is it brings into fruition other midot. Les le migarme klal, that's the phrase of Chazal. That there's nothing of its own in Malchus. Malchus is simply an expression of the lemaisa of other midot. That's what the moon is. The moon has no independent source of light. The sun has a source of light, but during the night we can't see the sun. Namely, the sun wants to be Meir, but the sun physically can't be Meir from where it is. The moon can serve as the Malchus of the sun. The moon can reflect the sun. The moon can move the Ratzon of Hashem to be Meir, Lepoal, into fruition, that it allows, on one hand, for there to be night, on the other hand, for there to be light. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want it not to be night. There has to be night. That's where we have all sorts of nocturnal creatures. Man has to rest at night, etc. But he also wanted there to be light. So the moon is the symbol then of Malchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, would view the Jewish people like the moon. Right? But that's the concept of Kiddush Levana, or Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David, it's not that David and Shlomo and Mashiach are necessarily different genetically than any other Jew. But what they view themselves is Kum Faker. They view themselves as having nothing of their own. That's the David's language, right? That Tefila La'ani. I have nothing of my own. I only reflect you. Shlomo HaMelech built the most magnificent of thrones. There's a whole medrash that speaks in Psukim, in Sefer Melachim, it's the throne of Shlomo HaMelech. In Sefer it's called Kisei Hashem. Namely, it's not me. I'm simply here to reflect God within the Jewish people. My Malchus is the Malchus of Hashem. So Malchus is that midah that says that I am nothing, but I have the ability to reflect. The moon can reflect the sun. Melech Malchus Beis David represents the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the function, in other words, that Avraham Avinu couldn't yet see, but was going to be the function of Zerah Avraham to be the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, namely to reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, to reflect the Chesed, to reflect the Gvura, to reflect the Tiferes. These are the Avos. This is the concept of Knesset Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael have no function but to reflect Hashem. That is their Gedura. That is their Gevura. That is, you know, it's not their own Gedura. I reflect the Gedura of Hashem. I reflect the Chesed of Hashem. I reflect the Gedura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the decision after two tries of having all of humanity reflect him, one via Adam, that failed with Eitz Hadas, second being Noach, that didn't get off the ground with Dor HaPalaga. So HaKadosh Baruch decided, fine, not with all of humanity, with a part of humanity. Knesset Yisrael, Zerah Avraham, they're going to be my mirror in the world, that through them I'm going to be Mitgaleh in the world. Okay, so with this we'll continue Bli Neder next week in terms of moving over from the concept of Malchus to where Malchus fits in terms of Shabbos.
Okay. What does it mean to be Megala Kodesh Baruch Hu? You always talk about that. How does one accomplish that?
One accomplishes it by putting a different perspective. In other words, L'chora, if you are a firm Jew and you look at history,
So you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand throughout history, not only in Dor HaMabul and Dor HaPalaga and Yetzias Mitzrayim, you see it in the Holocaust and you see it in the Six-Day War. In other words, this is seeing Yad Hashem. Others will say this was a result of a certain socioeconomic crisis, this was a result of very, very brilliant military strategy, etc. To be Megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, that's our tafkid. So it's be Megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every realm. In other words, if Einstein could speak about, you know, the hand of the designer, in other words, that he would see the order in the laws of nature. That's being Megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether you call him HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I should have mentioned, I'm sorry. Okay, you want to put this back on?
Still on.
Still on, oh my goodness. Okay, I forgot to mention that we also call Malchus Shechina. Shechina is what we feel when we have the Gilui Shechina. We feel the Shechina. We speak about the fact that one of our tafkidim is liyachta shma de kudsha brichu ushkinte. Kudsha brichu are the six midot of chesed, gura, tiferes, taking those midot of the kadosh baruch hu, taking those midot of the bekoach, and moving them into shkinte, moving them into the shkina that we would feel, that there was the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, they were the makom hashkina, the people felt palpably the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you can feel the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the man, and you can feel it in the be'er, in the anani hakavod, you should also be able to feel the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you eat pita, when you drink Dr. Pepper, when you Baruch Hashem live in a home, namely to realize that all of this shelter, whether it's beyond nature or whether it's within nature, are all manifestations of the tov that HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants us, that he enables us to live in order to be Megala more and more and more and more. That all of that, that the Ramban points out, that the highest level of Nes is a Nes Nistar. Namely, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to, only on special occasions he has to bring in a Nes Nigla, but all of nature is a Nes. In other words, rain is a Nes, and sunshine is a Nes, and in other words, having what is this? Koshem is onosav shal adam kriyas yamsu. When someone opens a refrigerator, the same way that he would say, wow, if he saw a Charlton Heston movie on Ten Commandments, or Kriyas Yamsuf, wow, right, we opened the refrigerator, wow, I have food. I mean, so of course, what did I do for this food? In other words, it's there, I can eat, I can be sustained. That a person, kashas zivugo shaladam ki Kriyas Yamsuf. Anyone who gets married, you can ask any married person, he'll tell you, it's a nace, such a nace that Kosh Baruch Hu created for me, a partner, brought us together, enabled us to meet one another. It's all Yad Hashem. May Hashem ishli isha. That's being Megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone else will say, there was a segment on 60 Minutes by the Kiyos in May, I think, or June of this past year, on Nazi files that were uncovered in the town that the Red Cross had been in charge of in East Germany, and now they're opening them up. I think of 3 million out of the 6 million, 3 million are documented in these files. Millions of people that in other words, that you can no longer deny the Holocaust. These are filed person by person. So they took three, so in 60 Minutes, they took three American Holocaust survivors, namely that they were in their teens during the Shoah, to this museum to show them their file. There's a file they had never seen. So one of them was shown his signature when he signed into Auschwitz. And then he was shown a document where there was a transport that took Jews to their death. The transport had, there was a document with 79 names. The transport had 77 Jews on it. Two names were crossed off. One of the lines is going through his name. They asked him, do you know why you were crossed off?
He said, I never knew I was on that list. This is the first time I've ever seen this document. I must be very lucky. So you can view it as luck, or you can view it as Kadosh Baruch Hu. You gave me life. I have no idea why. You gave me life. My name was on that list. There were Sako, out of the 79 names, two were crossed off. And one of the, and it was in his file, namely that, that his name had been crossed off. Just, you know, it's, so when one sees Yad Hashem, one has the ability of being Megala Yad Hashem and thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for Mizonot, for Zivug, for life. Or one can say, in other words, I'm a lucky person. In other words, I have a lucky streak. Okay, so all of that is part of the act of Gilu. But it's always an uphill battle because most of the world would rather live. Living with God means a responsibility, means accountability. Luck, there's no accountability. I'm just lucky. That's the way it is. In other words, I have a lucky streak, 7-Eleven. Okay. But in any case, it's a short video for 60 minutes. You can probably find it on YouTube. Very, very powerful in terms of just what exists. You know, why Yimach Shemam they did that? Why, you know, it's, who knows? They wanted to prove that they killed all the Jews, so they kept a file of every Jew, so they would know that he was killed. It's amazing, but the details of the size of the lice that were on the Jew. In other words, there were pictures and they made circles. These are the size of lice on this. These are the size of lice. Ad kedekach. So, you know, words. Those who survived. You know, words. Looking at that can really, really feel Yad Hashem. Okay, we should hear the service for us.